Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're sliding into the last segment here today.
And sliding into DMs, baby.
Exactly. So have any of you seen the movie Unfrosted?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I haven't finished it, but I'm close.
You know, it's getting a lot of negative feedback.
It is.
And I enjoyed the movie.
There's nothing to that movie.
Oh, it's no.
It's just a bunch of scenes that are just nonsensical history.
What is Unfrosted?
Okay, let me set the stage. The concept of this movie, Unfrosted, it's a Jerry Seinfeld. He wrote it. He directed it. He stars in it. He did all the casting.
So it's a movie about nothing.
But it's a
yes, Brad.
But no, there's a basis in reality for this.
Okay.
But the setup for the movie is it takes place in Battle Creek, Michigan in the 1960s.
Okay.
And it's a battle between Post and Kellogg's because they've got these cereals, but they want to do something different. And so they both are working at inventing a fruit-filled toaster pastry.
Okay. Which is just impossible.
They
cannot get it right.
Science can't ever put fruit in a pastry.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was hilarious. And I'm not going to give anything away, but as a huge fan of Mad Men, there is an amazing Mad Men scene.
Oh, I haven't seen this part yet then.
With St. Louis's own John Hamm.
No, I haven't seen this yet.
With John Slattery. And there is an amazing Mad Men scene that is just incredible. So I'm just going to leave it at that. But it raises the issue, I think it's very funny. It's got Hugh Grant in it. Anybody you can think of is in this movie that has done anything in comedy. Amy Schumer is in it. Jim Gaffigan is in it. He's one of the leads. And I enjoyed it. It's getting a lot of negative press. But it brought me to this idea, which is, what is your favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
Oh, that one's easy.
What?
I love the s'mores Pop-Tarts.
Really?
Yes, that's my favorite. I really don't like any of the other ones. Those are the only ones I like.
Hmm.
I like ones that have frosting because some of them don't.
You know? Correct.
Like, I think the blueberry ones maybe
blueberries don't.
So I prefer frosting, first of all. But I like s'mores too. I think I like they do different flavors, you know, all the time. And there was one recently that was like a cream flavor, like a cookies and cream maybe, that was pretty good.
I think so, yeah.
But my problem with them is that it seems recently, I don't know if this is true, but it just seems this way, that they're expanding the crust in a little bit more.
Well, come on. You know why that is.
Shrinkflation.
Yeah.
Biodynamics.
You don't want your crust. And I'm not buying your Pop-Tarts to eat your crust. I want the jelly.
Listen, I kind of like the crust on a Pop-Tart.
I don't think you're ready for that jelly.
Well, I prefer the blueberry, but I think it's funny that there was a lawsuit. This is 10, 15 years ago. Class action lawsuit against Kellogg's. And the lawsuit was based upon that the strawberry Pop-Tart doesn't have any strawberry in it.
Oh, yeah?
Because okay. It's all made from apples. No matter what flavor you buy of a Pop-Tart, it's all apples.
Okay.
And so the lawsuit was over, can you advertise a strawberry Pop-Tart that doesn't have any strawberries in it?
Ooh, that's a good question.
All right.
I would like to know how this turned out.
And the case got settled out of court. Kellogg's had to pay some money.
We still don't know.
It was all confidential. But the point is now they have to say that it's strawberry flavoring, or they put some strawberry flavoring in it. They did something to resolve the issue, but in reality, it was just lawyers making money, which, as my wife says, isn't necessarily a bad thing when lawyers make money. But that's my wife. Get it?
Yeah, I don't agree.
Okay, but but I got to tell you this thing. Oh, one thing: when you watch it, it sets up this idea that Post invents something called country squares, and Pop-Tart has Pop-Tarts, all right? I looked it up. That was a real thing.
Really?
And it exists even to this day.
Country squares.
Yeah, the name got changed after country squares. Nobody bought it. The name got changed to, which would never happen today, speaking of lawyers, the name got changed to Toast'em Pop-Ups. And I would have sued over that. Because it's too close to Pop-Tarts. But yeah, so some of it is based in reality, but really it's just a show about nothing. But when I was a kid, my mom said, we're going to get a new toaster. So what I did was I took the old toaster, I went out, and we had a half-court basketball court on the driveway kind of a thing. So I went out there with the toaster, and I put two Pop-Tarts in the toaster, and I duct-taped it in the on position. Okay.
Oh.
So whenever like a toaster, you know, when the handles pops up and it's done, I duct taped it so it couldn't shut off. And it cycled about.
Why?
Well, I'm going to tell you why.
Chunk.
Because after it cycled through about four or five or six times, the Pop-Tarts inside exploded. And when they exploded, the goo, it was a strawberry Pop-Tart. Oh, it was great. The goo shot out of the toaster. And the goo was on fire, and it turned into a Pop-Tart flamethrower. So it shot up about 3 feet out of the toaster, and the goo was on fire and was already red. Oh, it was amazing.
And that's why.
And that's why I did it.
Okay.
How old were you?
I was 10.
Does a 10-year-old need any other reason?
No, not at all. Not at all. I just thought that maybe you would just keep pushing it down and keep doing it.
No, you got to get close to that.
No, I didn't want that. I didn't want the thing exploding in my face. I kind of knew what was going to happen.
Well, if you push it down and run away.
I know, but just duct taped it in the on position, I could step back and watch it, which is what I did, which was also similar to the stunt I pulled as a kid, because we reloaded ammunition at my house. We were frequent hunters and shooters, and we would do reloading. Uh-huh. So my dad had cases of gunpowder. And what I would do is I'd build model ships and I'd fill them with gunpowder. And then and then I would draw a line of gunpowder out about 10 feet and light it. And it would go like the Mission Impossible beginning, where it's burning the fuse and it looked like a torpedo heading to the ship. And when it hit the gunpowder, boom, and the thing went into a million pieces. Oh, it was glorious. So, that and the Pop-Tart flamethrower, classic kid move. But, of course, the toaster was toast. All right. The toaster was gone, but thankfully my mom had bought a new one, and so no problem.
She had anticipated this might happen.
Well, probably. It wasn't the first time.
I'll get a backup toaster just in case.
Just in case Brad destroys
our
main
toaster.
See
what he does to those model ships? My toaster isn't going to make it.
No, it's not going to make it, but it was really cool for the Pop-Tart flamethrower. Yeah.
Brad Range, you were farm adjacent. Uh-huh. Or you were a farm kid, right?
A farm kid, yeah.
Is this you too?
Real stuff, yeah.
Because I never did this stuff.
My brother had a model of the Bismarck, and we blew it up and sank it in our swimming pool. And when I say swimming pool, it's like a horse trough that we filled with water when we were little, we swam it. So we put it out there, and we blew it up with... We used firecrackers. We didn't actually do our own reloading, but yeah, all sorts of stuff like that.
I was too good of a kid. If my parents told me, no, you can't do that, I'd be like, oh, there must
my
be a reason.
My parents didn't tell me, no, I couldn't do that.
They didn't say specifically that. Yeah, I guess.
Hey, listen,
not.
If you don't ask, you can't be told
That's
no,
exactly
right?
Exactly right. It's better to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Exactly. That's exactly. So no, I never had any of those kinds of problems. Not a problem at all.
How long was it airborne?
Oh, the Pop-Tart goo? Oh, well, it shot up about 4 feet and then just came right back down. But it was on fire, so there was that. And it was really cool. Because I didn't know that Pop-Tart goo was actually flammable. And it may not be now. It may be different.
Somebody's going to do that on YouTube if they haven't now.
Oh, maybe
you realize
so.
That. You broadcast it.
wait. Before the show's over, now I'm putting on my legal hat. kids, do not try this at home.
See, I would have heard that and been like, well, I guess I can't do it then.
You don't strike me as that person.
No.
At all.
Isn't that funny? No, I am that kid, though. I was such a good kid. I followed the rules. Annie's the same way. She always says, well, I always followed the rules. I was, too.
Not me. That's why I became a lawyer.
I followed the rules.
You had to figure out how to go around them.
Now I do it really well.
Yeah. I followed the rules, but if you didn't tell me what the rules were, I just kind of did whatever I wanted.
There you go.
Hey, Brad, earlier you said you wanted Annie to post a picture from D.C., and she did, so I'm going to put this up on the YouTube stream. So
and what is it?
It is Annie holding up the Washington Monument.
Yes.
So here it is on the street.
There you go.
She took a little different angle to this. Rather than standing beside it and putting her hands up like she was holding it, she's got a picture from a distance. I can't tell if that's out the window of a building or what. And she's holding it with her index and her thumb like she's setting it down in a model. So get your...
Great picture.
Yep. Get your photo...
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah, your scavenger hunt photos in, and Annie will take the pictures, and we'll get those uploaded as soon as we can.
And the other thing is, we took the poll, and of course, the YouTube live chat poll was, will any of the remaining Trump cases make it to trial before the election in November? Yes or no? Mr. Range, what were the results of today's poll?
Well, I'm looking at it right now. I haven't ended it yet, but it is with 22% people say yes. This is out of 144 votes, and then 78% of the people say no, these aren't going to make it. So that are the poll results.
Well, I don't know. For those who said yes, there will be a remaining Trump case to make it to trial, I would love to know what.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Case do you think is going to make it to trial?
Yeah.
Because none of them are moving forward in any way towards any sort of a trial setting.
Yeah, super large.
I think the people who are saying yes to that, I'm wild guess here, they're just saying there's so many that, yeah, one of them's got to make it. But if you're paying attention to the details, you'd think, yeah, I don't know that they are.
Well, I don't know what cases. It certainly isn't going to be the documents case. Mm-mm. It certainly isn't going to be the January 6th trial, because I think once the Supreme Court overturns the concept of prosecuting them under Sarbanes-Oxley, it's all going to go back again. And
that's
it's going to have to be.
Say.
Yeah, exactly. Sarbanes-Oxley.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, you're right on it. Very good. Hey, I've had a blast hanging out today. What do we got tomorrow here on the Annie Fry Show?
It's Wiggins and Brad. Wiggins and Brad Range, I should
it's
say.
It's Ryan and Brad again.
Yes. We've had nothing but Ryan and Brad's all week, so we're going to continue the tradition.
Keep the party going. Well, yeah. It is a party. Thanks for letting me hang out with the cool kids over here on 97.1 FM Talk. Brad Young in today. And I will be back on KMOX on Wednesday nights, starting next Wednesday night, 11:20 a.m., and back here when I get invited. Hey, thanks for listening to the Annie Fry Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.